it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, welcome back to Black Party. Yeah, I needed that. You guys know what Black Party is by now. You're locked in. This is the only podcast where we dive into the untold stories of Insecure. I'm Issa Rae.
And I'm Prentice Penny. And this episode is sponsored by Gatorade Lower Sugar. And we're going to be getting into a spicy one.
Just to give you guys a refresher, Issa is fighting for her life, trying to get this broken pussy video taken down. Jadena puts Molly through a humiliation ritual.
Classic man shit.
What else happens in this episode? Oh, Tasha uses her upper body strength to seduce Lawrence. And, oh, of course, Issa makes a decision.
Yeah, a decision on the couch, a decision on the chair, a decision on the floor.
You know, when you make a decision, you got to make it, you got to work it out.
Do I feel bad? I don't know. Do I feel bad again?
So, yeah, all of those things happened in this episode. This was a big...
It's a lot.
Tonal shift for us.
Yeah.
You might have had it in the back of your mind, like, oh, Issa kind of ain't shit for the broken pussy rap, but I like watching Issa and Molly together. But like, this was such a decision that, you know, especially when women cheat. And I remember having this conversation in the room, like, this could make people turn against her if you don't identify or sympathize for her reasons for making this particular
decision.
What
was her reason? I'm curious, what was her reason?
We see it and we'll get into it, but like, like, one of the things that I love that we did, even in the opening of the episode, was obviously Lawrence is watching this broken pussy rap on YouTube with her, trying to help her fix the problem as she's devastated. And this was like something we talked about in the room of just like, Lawrence doesn't know that she mirror raps.
Yeah.
Lawrence doesn't know that she has this other side and that she's still doing it. And so him seeing her do it live for the first time and like kind of laughing at it and being like, this is stupid. Whereas Daniel is like, I like that you do that shit. It's small, but there's a way that Daniel sees her that Lawrence doesn't. And
is it a way that she lets Daniel see her that Lawrence? I'm just curious.
You're on the other side of it. Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm curious. It is that interesting thing where it's like, you know, the events of that night, right? Because he does say, was this a night that so-and-so happened? And so it's interesting to see like how that one night has a repercussion.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And it kind of should because, I mean... We talked about it. She kind of cheated a little in the first episode. I mean, she kissed Daniel. Yeah. And I justify because she's like, we're broken up. Maybe I don't want to see you again. And then she goes and has this little thing with Daniel. And then they get back that night. But this is a clear violation of the relationship.
Do you have a favorite memory from making the episode?
The studio scene was so much fun. I had a reunion with my... No, not that studio scene. That was actually my horror. Like, oh my God, this is my first sex scene. I had seen myself in a pilot. I remember distinctly being like, oh, Daniel had changed his whole body up. And I was like, oh, fuck.
He got
I didn't think about this. Yeah. Yes, and here I am, marshmallowy. So that was struggling for me. That was like the beginning of my, whatever, my fitness journey. But on the, the filming side, it was so much fun to be reunited with. Like my brother was in the show. He makes a cameo. He made a cameo on the pilot and will come back in later seasons. Shout out Lami and his friends, the Fly Guys. And like, that was like my first web series origins. And a lot of that took place in the studio. So that was fun just to have a little like Easter egg for a party of five.
When you were, cause I was always really surprised. Not really maybe the right word, but definitely more like when, cause again, you would always disassociate Issa, the writer, from Issa, the actress,
for
right?
Sure.
And sometimes I remember when you were talking about the scene and what it should look like, in my mind, I was in the writer's room. I was like, in my mind, I was like, you're going to have to do these.
Always forgot that I would have to do that. This is the stupidest thing of just like pitching the grandest ideas and forgetting that I would have to execute them in any way. Like, I don't think I learned that until four is when I got hit. Like, oh, I'm not doing that shit. No. Oh, I can write myself out of scenes? Oh, we just going to do a whole Molly episode. Like, that was right. Discovering that power was great.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So going into episode five, what was your headspace like deciding this would be like the cheating episode?
Well, one, conceptually, not seeing a lot of shows where women cheat. Yeah. And like that really excited me just because a storytelling perspective, just because of a like real life perspective, yeah. Like this happens, like women who are dissatisfied in their relationship and get tempted. And I also didn't want things to be bad. Like I was really-
What do you mean?
In talking in the room, like sometimes we would bounce ideas off of like Lawrence did this, so she cheats. But oh, I wanted to like, oh, they're rebuilding yeah. and they're in a good place and she's still deciding to make this decision. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that say about her and her life and the state of things when it's just like, this is a choice that you're making yeah. to do. And this man didn't cause you to do it at this time.
It was the first time, you know, obviously our room is a lot of women. And you normally see a show or an episode or a story around a man cheating or something. So maybe she's cheating to get like a get back or whatever. But you never think about, I don't think most men thought about women having their own agency to do these things, right? And I think, I just remember hearing so many stories from y'all about like, oh yeah, I did this or my girl did this. And I was like, yo, this is wild. And then I was like, is my relationship okay? Like, can this happen to all of us?
What is Tasha out here doing?
But yeah, what is my wife out here doing? But just hearing that is like super regular. I think that's what caught me off guard the most. I think what caught the audience off guard, I think in the best way.
Yeah. And I think like in cheating can come from a place of insecurity. Mm-hmm. It can come from a place of obviously lack, like where what's lacking in your relationship. Yeah. It can come from a place of like trying to be someone that you can't be otherwise, mm-hmm. which I think Daniel scratched that itch for her, she would later say, of just like, this is my what if guy. And by being with my what if guy and exploring this what if guy, maybe that makes me the what if version of myself I've wanted to be. Because he brings this part of her. He brings out this part of her that she wants to be. Like she gets on stage and raps in the first episode for him.
Yeah.
And because of him rather, and then feels like this new person. And I think, you know, like him encouraging her to get in the booth, whatever his seductive tactics were.
You get in that booth, girl.
Rewatching that scene, let me tell you, I thought them lyrics were so hard.
You didn't like the lyrics?
I mean, you know, the lyrics were great. The delivery, I feel like, you know, Issa D was still fighting her voice. So I was like, what the fuck was this on a Raphael Sadiq produced beat? Like, sorry, but no, it was like, I stand by LAPD tendencies. I might just take your nigga.
That's a hard bar. That's a hard bar.
But Daniel brings that out of her. He's all singing the lyrics too. Like, it's the best thing he's ever heard.
Punch that in.
Okay. Michelle Obama.
I'm about to punch that ass. Second show didn't even know. He having a whole conversation outside the booth. Like, yeah, that sounds good. I'm about to tap that shit in a second.
We joke, me, you, and Melina about, and I cracked up in rewatching the episode when the guys leave, Elon made a choice as Daniel to be like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And we always joke like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you about to get this dick. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you about to cheat on your nigga.
It's interesting when you said about the what if thing, because I'm just curious too, like, do you think Issa either if the, I don't know if we wrote her this way, but there's a psychology of like, if things are too comfortable, I need to mess it up.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a part of that character? Like a little self-sabotage? If it feels comfortable, that's not maybe the best space.
I think that's a root of insecurity of just like things are too comfortable. I might mess it up or he might mess it up. So let me mess it up before he messes it up.
I also wonder if there's a youth component to Issa, the character, where there's also like this energy to like, when you're young, sometimes you feel like drama in a relationship is necessary. That's how you know, like, you give a shit. You know what I mean? Or do you feel that's not really of her?
For Issa D, I mean, she does, in episode 2, she speaks to a desire to, like, have a certain kind of relationship, have a certain kind of sex life that maybe she doesn't have.
Foreign freaks.
Yeah, foreign freaks. Face down, ass up. And so I think part of that, like their sex life isn't as spicy, and they, I don't think, until we'll see them until the next episode, like they've had a dry spell.
Yeah.
So that's part of it in terms of like, they got back on the same terms and they're emotionally great. There's something about the allure of Daniel that like, I think, she gets caught up.
Wow.
Okay, you're still judging this. One of the other things, and we talk about, you know, we talk about Molly and trying to fit men into her ideal, her ideal scenario and her ideal relationship, even if they weren't ready, and kind of missing the fact that she is laying that pressure on.
You know, I got to go home anyway. I can't go to work in jeans.
Well, next time you just have to bring an extra suit.
Yeah, I should carry a garment bag around with me on dates.
Or you can just leave one here.
Uh-huh.
So what are you up to tonight?
That all depends. Are we gonna finish what we started?
Actually, my friend Diane's having a party.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she just got engaged, so she's celebrating that. Wanna come?
Can we play by ear? I got a lot going on at work.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It should be pretty nice, though. It's going to be at Hatchet Hall.
Okay. I'll try my best.
All right. I should probably let Diane know if I'm bringing a plus one.
Okay. Put me on the list.
Do you think when she started pressuring him in the bedroom that day, that he was like, I'm about to break up with this bitch?
A little bit, because it wasn't only that. Like, yeah, she pressured him to go to that, to the function, then like joked about leaving a garment bag, and then he threw that back at her face later. Yes. So that's how I know. But no, he still showed up.
He did. He didn't have to show up.
He did not have to call her his girlfriend.
No.
You know, and he was playing a role. I think if she had handled it a little bit better, here it is.
Okay.
If he had done all that and Molly had been like, yo, thank you. Like, that's all I wanted. You saw me. Thank you. These people like been pressuring me to have a boyfriend. You're great. He'd have been like, oh, okay, maybe she's not as crazy as I thought. Yes. But she played it.
She almost has no self-awareness of how she's coming out to people, I think, in general. Like, because it's her work life. She's very aware of, like, I have to code switch, I have to do these things. But, like, in her personal life, there is almost, like, this, I don't really get it. And it's, like, somebody else's problem.
It's always somebody
bit.
Else's fault, yeah. And I think, to your point, even when they met for that first date, it was post this work problem. And she really connected with Chris because, like, he can identify and relate to being black, a black lawyer in this space. And so, and even then, he was able to give her good advice. So, when she's kind of putting herself out there on the relationship side, he was intuitive enough to be like, it seems like you need a win. Like, why do you want me to come to this work wedding function so badly? Maybe this is another way that, like, I don't know, maybe you got microaggressions there that you need to, like, show up for. So that's me in defense of Chris, briefly, but generally, that's wild. It is wild that he pretended to be her boyfriend and said, you seem like you needed a win. Who wrote that?
Ben Dugan.
Ooh, and that sounds like a Ben
Dugan. That sounds like a Ben Dugan line. Like, you need a win. That's how ice goes.
Shout out to Ben Dugan,
who plays the bartender, the white bartender in this episode.
Another writer cameo right in that very scene where Chris delivers that line.
That's my favorite.
He's making black and tans.
My favorite shot is just the slow dolly over to Molly after he says that to her. But, shout out, she has some self-respect at the end of, like, I think you should go. And
he did.
He did. He left. He followed her instructions.
Yeah, he did. So we got a little ahead of ourselves. You know, we're getting into the meat of the episode, but we all know, like, Issa, of course, starts at the in the classroom and has the students singing Broken Pussy, even in Spanish, making memes. And then we open on Molly and Chris waking up together. And my first thoughts to re-seeing this scene is when Molly wakes up, she looks like that Barbie meme when the hair is all fucked up, way to the side. You know, they're new. What, like, they were definitely dating like a couple of weeks, maybe?
I don't think it's even that, because it has to be close enough for the kids to go Broken Pussy, and it doesn't feel like
that's been like... that's like that's, the next... Yes. Oh my God. That's quick. Like a... Yeah, it's very, very quick. Okay, so this is a situationship. Like a situationship at best, and Molly is putting pressure on him to go to... Oh my God. We usually in the writer's room, we write like, this is the next day, or this is a week time span. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think we timed it to Issa's problem, not to Molly's. Like, we made Molly look crazy. That's why people turned on her. Like, girl, you crazy. This is the next day. You know, she done got some dick and like, we should go to my friend's engagement party.
So literally, and like, damn, I got a RSVP. Like, so you in or not? Like, that is, then, yeah.
It's going to be hush puppies and shit. It's going to be good food too. Damn, be shame.
Yeah, you missed that out. You look a little hungry, so... Okay, wow.
Yeah, she was doing a lot.
I think I'm having that revelation in that moment. Like, I'm a ride for my girl Molly to death, but she was moving she was moving mad.
Well, that's an interesting thing when women, because, you know, sometimes you hear, I met this man and I knew or whatever. Do you think, like, she was just got too excited?
Molly, we established from the, she has this weird competition with Diane.
She does. She definitely does.
And I think, you know, she hears about this proposal. Everybody else is moving fast. Like, it's nice to have a meet cute situation. Nobody wants to be the single girl showing up to a wedding function anyway. So yeah, it would be nice to show off some arm candy and someone who's actually worth it. And she also is coming off the experience with Jared, who wasn't impressive to her friends for the most part. Yeah. And so it's nice to have, like, this is another Black lawyer. He gets me. We hit it off. And yeah.
It's very checklisty. When women, I'm curious, because we've talked about things in the room. I'm curious, like, do women run through the check? Like, you meet a guy, do you go through like a mental checklist of like, he cross off this, he cross off this, he cross off that?
I think that that's a real thing that exists. Okay. That's not something that I necessarily do, but I think that exists in even like, but in before you even engage in a man with a man, like you might say, oh, okay, he doesn't have these things, I'm not even going to bother. But if you meet someone in like, whatever, in the wild, I don't know. I don't know that you're like, hey, what do you do? What is it? Like, I don't know that you get there quickly, but I haven't been in the dating scene in a while.
I feel like she definitely has checklist.
Yes. And that was, for sure. Molly loves things that look good on paper. Yeah. And that's something.
She looks good on paper.
She looks good on paper and in the wild. Like, she is she is a quality woman. And
She is.
And this is like the league. She's put so much pressure on this dating app and what it has to offer. I think that's another reason she wanted to flaunt the success of it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like she, I mean,
low-key, have you met women that have done like whatever, like who have done the checklist on you that you've set since?
I think I was out of the dating pool before like I had any real professional success. So, you know, I met Tasha, I was still like just kind of grinding. So.
But could you feel, I mean, did you feel any pressure outside of Tasha, like even in dating? Because I mean,
I think when you're like 23, 20, you know, that's it's like, you're not like, really we're thinking all figuring on those. So yeah, you're all kind of figuring it out. So I don't remember those type of things, but I've seen friends of mine go through that experience for sure. That they cross off like, so, and I also think your age starts to determine what you decide to keep on your checklist.
What does that mean?
Well, like, I have a buddy of mine who's like in his 40s and he has like, you know, a kid who's like a teenager. So in some ways it's like, you're still cool. You know what I mean? Like, both, like when you're younger, you might go, no kids.
Or,
you know, he got to be in shape. And then you start making like, oh, he got to be tall. Oh, he just got to be decent height. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you start pulling back on what the things are that bad.
You got to have tea. Like, please, just have tea.
Have all your legs.
Please, have insurance.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So after we see Molly and Jadena together, Issa shows up at Molly's job. Yeah. And is still freaking out about this video, yeah. Looking for help in any way to get this video down, trying to, I guess, on the low, get Molly as her counsel or use her lawyer powers to get the video down. But this produces one of my favorite lines of, yes, bitch, I'm a real ass lawyer. Was that written or was that even?
That was written.
That was written.
That was written. Yes, bitch, I'm a real ass lawyer.
All right. Well, let me see how I can help. I called Jared. His brother performed at Mavericks that night.
Thank you. Seriously. Oh, you gotta work?
Yes, bitch. I'm a real ass lawyer.
I know so many lawyer friends and people who have come up to me on the street who are lawyers who say, I quote that all the time. I'm a real ass lawyer. Yes, bitch. I'm a real ass lawyer.
Also love the, like, the idea one that she thinks she could just scrub. Molly has the power to just scrub the internet.
Or threaten. Like, she's or like, threaten. I just like, want she? You to threaten.
Who am I threatening, Lisa? Yes. Who am I threatening?
I don't know. But it is fun. It was fun, I think, even in the writer's room to, like, have a connective tissue.
Yeah.
One to back to Jared since he was there that night. Yeah. The broken pussy night really gave us so much. And once we mine that, like the possibility.
Well, that's what I think happened in this episode, which I think there's a lot. I think we started to understand spider webbing.
Yeah.
In this episode of like, oh, if we bring this in, almost in a way, like if you did a drama and you had like, oh, what are the soapy parts of the drama? What are the ways all the worlds interconnect? And I think this was a time of like, oh, this world can now. We started to ask those questions. I think we started to understand our show a little bit more of like, oh, this can kick off this. This can kick
and
off that.
The consequences of it. Yeah, for sure. It was fun to be like, okay, technically she didn't get any blowback from that night, you know, beyond like the embarrassment and the Molly situation. But like this unravels so much in her life. And it was fun to your point to like, real like to paint ourselves in a corner with all of these elements.
Do you have moments in your own friend life where you was like, I need my friend to come through for me she came?
One thing about me, I am definitely the peer pressure and then come through for me friend. Like, uh-huh. I'll just be like, why can't you just hit him? Like, please, I would do it. And I would do it. Honestly, I would put my pride aside and do anything for my friend. So I expect the same in return within reason. Like Jared was there. Like, and you, this is worse. Like, you like dismissing him for the league does not hold a candle to I am rapping about broken pussy online and these kids and everybody's gonna find it, find out. And I am like literally humiliated. So I think it's the least Molly could do. It's call this nigga from Enterprise and put your tail between your legs.
That's hilarious.
It's the truth.
I need this shit, bitch.
But it was also fun to bring, obviously, Jared back and see him at work.
Checking out cars.
Checking out cars, like being a busy enterprise man. He is a hardworking man. And the little banter that they had also made me smile. Seeing Molly, like, Diane in that scene, of course, playing the wrong phone guessing game.
Is that Chris?
Oh.
Can we please stop playing that? You're horrible.
Yeah, you're
I know,
yeah,
I suck at games. Like,
yeah, that was a fun little callback. But being able to bring Jerry back in this episode was also great.
That's what I really love about our show, especially when it comes to men, seeing so many different types of black men who do so many different types of things, whether it's an entrepreneur in Chad or you have a job that you work as a manager at Enterprise or you're working in tech or just all the things. I just think it was a really, you know, Thug Yoda is such a nice portrayal of so many different kinds of black men that I think in other shows you always feel like, oh, he's got to be a doctor and this and this. It's like, no, it's a whole wide array of what black men do and see and who they are. And I think that was always nice to be like, oh, who can that be for our show?
Yeah. And I also love that, like, literally Jared and Molly had such great chemistry.
Yeah.
I felt like out of all of her men in the season, I did love her with Jared. And I'm kind of sad that we fucked that up for her. Jared could have been Endgame.
He could have been.
If she wasn't in her.
What I love too in this episode, there's so many men doing so many different things. Like, you have one man trying to be faithful. You have another man out here scheming. You got another man.
Who's the man scheming? Daniel?
You know Daniel.
Daniel wasn't scheming. Daniel was taking this very seriously, okay? Which we get to.
Yeah.
Once Issa connects with Daniel, he is. He's like, he's in gomo. He's about to like kill these niggas.
He does roll up on somebody like he is a nemesis.
Daniel was a nemesis in this episode, calling people like, you ain't seen the video? Punk ass. Like, what's going in? And that's the energy that he's needed. Lawrence is over here like typing, like, I don't know. This is funny. You rap? This was the night, like, catch up. It's already out here. You talking about, is this the night that we broke up? Yes. Meanwhile, this nigga's trying to find it. He's about to kill somebody over it. Like,
that's why I fucked this nigga. Yeah, kill niggas with videos.
Earned it.
He earned it, Nani.
Truly. But he's a scheming man, okay?
He's a scheming man. I won't say Chris is, like, smooth criminal type dude, but he definitely, like,
oh yeah,
he's a little smooth criminal. And Lance is reliable. He coming through.
He did come through. He called his, Molly asked him to call his brother, who was also there and performing that night. Issa goes and connects with Daniel because he was there that night. Mm-hmm. And they go on a mission to Maverick's flat to, I don't know, why did they go to the scene? To, I guess, ask if someone
if somebody had recorded the video, yeah.
They really go on a little heist together.
It was like CSI Los Angeles for Insecure.
It really was. Get to the bottom of this video, this pussy video. And so he invites her in the studio.
Before they even go to the studio, when he's like, why don't you come meet the studio? You don't need to be driving stressed out.
Does she know that she's going to fuck him?
Yeah, does she know something's going
to go down? No, I think it has been a long day of trying to find this video and track it down. And I think, if anything, her hesitation is like, This my ex, whatever he is to me, am I really gonna go in? Like, this feels dishonest, but I want to kick it, and he's been there for me. Like, that's it. I don't think that she knows that she's going. Does she think that flirting may happen, or they might reminisce about the past, or whatever it is? Sure.
Why your voice get all deep, real? I feel like they may reminisce about the past. I'm like, yo, where'd that come from?
Because
I'm like, oh, that sounds shady as hell.
I don't think that she knew that she was going to have sex with Daniel. I think that she knew that she was in territory that she should not have been in.
But he's the what if.
Yeah, but he's not the now, you know? I think that in her mind, she knows. I think if any hesitation is like,
man, go
I
to
shouldn't
the clip.
Be doing this.
Yo, go to the clip. Play that clip. I want to play that clip.
Why'd I have to go up on that stage? This is why I don't do shit. This isn't me.
Are you kidding? That's all you. All right, you gotta go for shit like that. And you were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel better?
No.
Why don't you come in for a second? You don't need to be driving all stressed out, all right? Just come in, wait out the traffic.
They've been friends. They were friends a long time. That look was definitely giving, all right, I'm going to open this door again to our blossoming friendship.
Nah, where he was like, nah, I believe in you. He was like, for real? He was done. He was done.
You know who was in her head? Me. And I firmly believe.
Fellas, y'all know. Fellas, y'all saw it. Y'all saw it. Also, why is she driving the nigga around?
Okay.
She driving the whole nigga.
Because she recruited him.
So while Issa's out here about to just tear down the internet, you have a whole man being full faithful.
First of all, he's faithful with his friend Chad. Oh, easy.
It was talent at Roscoe's. Chad said, look at the talent at Roscoe's. And Lawrence is like, I just have eyes for my lady.
Yeah. Shout out to the talent who was also your writer's assistant at the time.
Serena Singleton. You end up running rap shit.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. And Roscoe's is obviously an iconic LA location, but you like Roscoe's?
Yeah.
You do?
I fuck with
Even
it.
Now?
I fuck with it.
This is the one on Pico, and this is, it's
I've
changed
been to Pico
since
one
then.
In a long time.
Well, because it doesn't exist anymore. It's on LeBron
Washington.
Oh, that's
right. It is gone.
Now.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And it changed establishments. Mm. I mean, it changed management.
Oh, did? Okay.
Which we'll get to. I'm glad that we got to film there, but it's better chicken and waffles. That's... Shout out to Rusty Pot Cafe in Inglewood. They just renamed. Like, go get them waffles.
Yeah. My son likes Roscoe, but it's close. It's also close to the house.
Yeah. It was definitely after midnight's food.
Well, I think what, you know, the one thing we were trying to do, I think a lot, obviously, is like, what are things that in this first season that I can feel very,
very LA and
LA.
Very black LA.
Yeah. Very black LA. So yeah. It was like setting a scene. And it was like nice to, again, always nice to be filming in the neighborhood. But obviously in that scene, you know, we learned Chad is also engaged.
Yes.
Did her, what did you say?
He did divorce and our prenup at the same time. It's just good time management. Yeah.
Shout out to Neil Brown.
So many good Neil lines. My other favorite is, what's up with a girl? Last time you said you didn't give a fuck about her birthday. No, I said I forgot her birthday. It's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same.
Wisdom. When a broken clock is right twice a day, and Chad really was on to something there.
Yeah, those were our, I just remember, you know, obviously most of Lawrence's scenes are with you. So it's like having those little pockets of like, oh, this is where you get to see like Lawrence with the guys a little bit more. And was this the first season, this shot he got to film physically with?
With Neil? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the first time we actually see them on camera, because the other time is on the phone
episode two.
So this is the first time we're actually seeing Lawrence with some other guys, certainly other black men. I felt, too, like even having those conversations, I was like, yeah, these are conversations you have with your boys, and they kind of go off course. They're kind of, you know, random in certain ways, but like they just felt real.
Yeah.
And I remember when we filmed that, I remember being like, we should have more of this. And not knowing how yet, but it was just like, oh, seeing Lawrence with other men and having those kind of conversations that obviously Issa and Molly and all the girls might have. It was just like, oh, we should, because I had not seen that certainly from black men on camera. And so to just have a regular ass conversation, just eating, felt like, oh, there's not like a special thing. It's just they just talking about life and relationships.
Yeah, this was one of the episodes where I stopped coming to set every day because so much was going on. And so in getting the edit back and seeing that scene, seeing like the Molly and Chris scene, I normally strongly dislike episodes when I see the first cut, just because you're watching yourself, all these things. But I remember like being so focused on their scenes and like loving it and thinking it was so great. Like it felt like we had really, it just felt like we knew what the show was and who these characters were. And so to watch it for the first time, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it started to feel like, again, I feel like this was the episode where I started to feel like, oh, we know how to walk a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it was also the first episode back with Melina.
Yeah.
So like that was nice again to be with, you know, our girl. And so, yeah, it was just like so much of it felt familiar and new and like a discovery at the same time. It was just fun. But that scene, I remember being like, oh, we got to find more ways to have that dynamic on screen.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have to talk about the Chris and Molly engagement party. As I said, like I saw this for the first time in watching the cut because I didn't get to go that day.
Was it cringy to watch? Was it cringy to watch?
Oh my God. To this day. Yeah. Every single time I watch that conversation with Yvonne and Jadena, who played it so brilliantly, like I just feel for her. And then, you know, we scored it to Georgia Smith later. And like, I don't know what song was playing in the background when that conversation happens.
When they're all together.
Oh, no. Oh, you before mean that, when he's says, at the bar, yeah, like, yeah, there's, yeah, like, this woman who's, like, wailing at the end of it. And I'm just like, oh, my girl. Like, every single time I watch that scene, every single cut, my heart would break, yeah, for Molly, because it was just so devastating.
But her surprise, like, too, as it's, her realization is, like
so I'm a loser.
Yeah.
Like, you think I'm a fucking loser? Like, that is what you needed? Like, it was just... Props to both of them on that scene. But can you talk about filming?
Yeah, I mean, that scene was so great to film. One, Hatcher Hall was such a beautiful, like, location. It was also, again, you're watching, like, the lighting evolve and all the things. But I remember, you know, in the previous episode, you know, trying to, you know, Jadena's so cool that, like, him trying to get him to be a little awkward was like, you know, you're kind of pushing through it. When that nigga had to break up with her, oh, he was like, I don't need any notes on this one. I was like, oh, he cold had that scene dead. He was like, I just broke up with a chick backstage. I can do this right now. I was like, his delivery was like smiley, but cold and like, no, she needed a whip. Like condescending, but also like not threatening. It was like, I was like, oh, he knows how to break up with people. He's great at this.
Yeah. Shout out to Jadena, the Lady Killer classic, man.
Yeah, man. It was.
Yeah. But even obviously it's the way it was written. It was great. But like you need great actors to bring it to life.
He sold that. I mean, that was an Oscar, right? That was an Emmy right there. I mean, that was.
Yeah.
I think Yvonne might have really cried.
I mean, Yvonne was like, I don't get to shoot no scenes.
I remember she was low-key hot that, like, we had written that episode out. She was like, wait, I don't get to find my husband?
You know who picked bringing Jadena back every season is Yvonne. Yes. What did they, like, discover? Did you not watch the scene when she with him, girl? Like, why do you want him back?
I think Yvonne was trying to also use the show as a surrogate to Bob.
Which I'm not mad at her.
No, I'm not mad at
you, girl. Get it where you can. You find her character did find love at work.
She did find love at work.
So after this, we watched like the beautiful montage of Issa and Daniel kind of rekindling things and Molly's heart being broken. And then we decided to juxtapose that with Tasha coming to Best Buy, showing up.
With the jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, which is so funny because rewatching this, like, you know, I told you this. This is a scene where I, like, fell in love with Dominique because in propositioning Lawrence, like, there's such a vulnerability in how he rejects her. Yes. That I thought Dominique just played so brilliantly where I even though she was coming from my man, like, I'm like, oh, girl, I feel bad for you. But she got so much criticism for coming out with her titties. And I also associated, like, why are you coming up in that top? But I got to shout out our wardrobe department, Ayana, putting her in that voluptuous top where she is literally.
They knew the assignment.
They knew the assignment. It was the perfect top because I was really like, girl, you coming to Best Buy like this? Like, as if Dominique herself had picked out the outfit.
Yeah, no, she came to Best Boy. She's like, I'm trying to get some batteries. Oh, they got those in the front? What do you think is in, because we talked about the scene, obviously, a lot in the room of, like, he clearly understands, like, oh, they've been cool, but this is like a move, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious, if you're flirting, is that, because obviously there's a juxtaposition of flirting happening in other scenes. Do you feel she was doing too much, the right amount?
She was definitely doing too much. And our argument in the room was like, she knows that he has a girl.
Yeah.
And he's mentioned her. So like, she knows what she's doing. And so in that way it's foul. If it were like a regular, like, I'm trying to shoot my shot at this dude.
Yeah.
It'd be different. But like, she was approaching him. Like,
I think she knew she had to, fuck. I mean, nope. She had to bring the big gun.
Yeah.
She had to bring the big gun. She had to let him know.
And she did. And Lawrence was, you know,
faithful.
He was very, very faithful. So yes, he was a very faithful black man in that moment. We tempted him like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you tempted a lot of people.
And then, literally, to this day. And so, that is literally, like, we gave men so much ammunition in that scene.
It's interesting, when we were talking about that scene, I remember in college, I had a moment where I didn't know. Because sometimes men don't always know.
Yeah.
It depends on the guy. Like, I had problems of mine that would be like, if a girl said hello, like, she's trying to hit.
Yeah.
And then, I would be more the opposite. Like, I don't want to be disappointed. So I was always like, not sure. And so I remember I had an apartment and this girl was like, oh, can I kind of, we were just like, cool. And she showed up and she had like a trench coat on. And I was just like, oh, what's going on? And she had like nothing on underneath. And I was like, oh, now I know what
It took her.
I was like not picking up because I was just like, oh, but that's what she was like. Oh, I gotta really. That's what Dominique was like. I really gotta spoon feed this dumb nigga and show him naked. Yeah, showed up naked.
Where did you have a girlfriend?
No, I was single.
Oh, okay. Did you take?
I had just come out of a relationship.
Oh, so she was like, she had been waiting. First of all, she invited herself to your apartment.
She was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just kicking it. Because like that wasn't crazy to be like, oh, like a group of us hang. But it was like she wanted to come through. She was like, oh, what are you doing? Like, and I was like, and I didn't pick up that because she lived by USC and I didn't live by USC. I lived in Culver City. So it was like also like around the corner. But I was like, I'm just chilling. It was like a Friday. I was like, I'm just chilling.
Did you have like a flashback in your mind? Like when once you saw the trench coat come off, were you like,
Yeah, I definitely was like, oh, that's what like
that's what she meant when she said it. When she said, oh, I kind of want to fuck you, she was serious.
Yeah, she meant that shit with a full chest.
That's ladies, take notes. Show up in a trench coat. Like,
don't. But that was just my dumb ass. I was just naive and stupid to that. But yeah.
Shout out to her.
But it was a thing where she waited. She did, and I think that's what Tasha was doing. She's like, oh, I'm a wait.
But no, what was Tasha waiting for? Like, now I got to get on her. Like, what were you waiting?
I think
what do you think was in Tasha's mind where she was like, now is the time to
start? I think she was like, he about to start a for real app. And I do think she might have felt like, somebody has to like move the chess piece.
Because how many days... Yeah, I guess they were just having like, so she didn't wait that long.
Yeah, I think he's like coming to the bank and also too, like, which, you know, I mean, they clearly, when we introduce her in episode 3, they clearly have at least a fun relationship when he comes to the bank. She knows who he is, what he does. So they clearly have a rapport, at least fun banter. And I think now it's like, oh, now we're having lunch together. Now let's go to have some drinks together. So I think that's the evolution of, and also like, you ain't seen me in my...
You always see me in my like.
You always see me in my work.
My like corporate fit, yeah. But you don't know what I really look like.
Yeah. Tight ass jeans, heels. Oh, I'm about to show you.
She really came to stilettos in. She came to Best Buy in stilettos, so she was ready.
Yeah, she was ready.
Hey, you.
Tasha. Hey.
Hey.
I almost didn't recognize you without your name tag.
Oh, I mean, I clean up okay. Oh. You need to come do this at the bank.
Oh, I just got bored.
Well, then it's a good thing I came by.
So you finally getting rid of your old computer?
Ugh, I wish. I just need some batteries. You guys have any?
Yeah. They're in the front by the register.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Guess I just got lost. Mm-hmm.
He was fighting a lot off because she tried over and over and over again. She shifted it. She asked for batteries. She brought up islands. Shout out to islands. That was literally a destination in my 20s. But yeah, he was a man of steel.
Yeah, I love that you said she's easily impressed.
She wasn't even impressed by that. There is more. That's what made her bring up like that. She knew he wrote that.
I also love, he clearly... He knows, right? When he said, go talk to Ernest, that's his way of basically like, you a problem for me.
My homeboy single.
My homeboy single, and you being like, this is going to be, I don't know how strong I am, and this might be a situation. So he clearly knows. Like, I know myself. He might be like, I know myself, and you the type of that might be, and obviously later.
You think they still were having lunch after this?
I definitely think they probably had more polite. I don't think they went out of their way.
I think that she avoided him a little bit.
I definitely
for sure see, like that's once you put yourself out there as a woman and get rejected like that, you're gonna find a hiding spot.
Also love in this episode, it's interesting, you know, Molly's rejected, Tasha's rejected, but you know who's not rejected?
I mean,
it's funny how we wrote somebody's not rejected. Who's not rejected in this episode?
I mean, I don't know that there was anything to reject, honestly. They were having a nice conversation. They were, look, They have a shared history, right? And I think that's also what differentiates these other characters, because that's all they are in Lawrence and Molly's life. These are characters. This was like a deep bond that they had. And so they were reminiscing about the past. Yeah. And he said that one thing that I think is a trigger, where it's just like, why didn't you ever give me a shot? Mm. And once you say something like that, the opportunity to like rewrite and revise history and rewrite history.
Or redo history.
Sure. Sure. Came up. And I think Issa D couldn't resist that. I literally get uncomfortable talking about this on my girl's behalf. Like, I really have to defend her.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to, I don't know, make things official. You know, give us a shot. But you didn't.
I should have. Wanted to. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I wasn't ready then.
You should have said something.
I know. What if I'm ready now?
So it's the what if. And he says, what if I do now? What if I'm ready now? What if I'm ready now?
Woo. That was intimate.
The conversation before the sex
is like, what actually, like when I'm looking at it again, I'm like, oh, she's being intimate and vulnerable with another man. Like, even if y'all had never had sex, that's still like, it's the silences. It's these moments of just intimacy with him that I'm like, even watching now, I'm like, oof.
In addition to that, I think it's again, he's unlocking a part of her that she doesn't get to be often. Mm. Like, he sees her in this way that she hasn't seen herself in a long time. And she gets this opportunity again when he's like, what if I'm ready now to like relive this fantasy that she had.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so mad at you for real.
That is literally the response.
He's saying, because obviously he doesn't have anybody. He can be with whomever, right? He's not in a relationship, but you kind of are. Do you think the character or is thinking past, like, because when he says, what are we doing now? He's saying, give us a shot. But you know you're in something. So what does that look like for you? You know what I mean? Or are you not even thinking past that point right now?
Just who's like, thinking just... past that? And first of all, he kisses her and she stops it. And then I think, you wrote the show with me, nigga.
I know, I'm so mad about it. I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry I wrote this. And then you get the smash, Tasha.
You asking all these questions.
Nonsense.
You know his motivation too. You wrote Daniel too.
Yeah. I think every man's been a Lawrence and a Daniel.
Yeah.
For sure.
Every man has a Lawrence.
Because there's always someone you're with and someone you could always go back and get. Or think you can go back and get. Yeah.
So men have what if people too. What if women?
Nah, we don't really have what if. I think we have, we did, let's see. Let's see what's up.
We did and let's see?
Yeah. Like, I don't think, like the what if is like, I don't think men think of, I don't think of like, oh, she's my what if girl. I've never heard a guy even mention that as a thing.
No, not in conceptual, or maybe not those exact words, but I think conceptually it's just like, when a guy says, oh, I could hit, or, oh, well, this could have happened. I think that is the less romantic version. It is. What if? Yeah. It's like, oh, what if I hit that?
Yeah, but you know, usually I find for dudes it'll be more like,
it's more sexual as opposed to emotional.
Sexual and also like, should I go back? Should I try it? Should we do this? Usually you think about that as like somebody you were with that it didn't work, but like maybe it'll work now. Like maybe like, I don't really hear like a lot of guys like, oh, I could have and I should have and let me try. Like, I don't really ever hear stuff like that.
There's no like, I really loved that girl at the time and I wasn't ready for it, or she wasn't ready for me. Should I try to see there's something, maybe, if there's something maybe there now usually that I've changed?
Usually I hear niggas go like, I'm going to try to give it a shot again with her.
There's no, oh God, I can't stand it.
I'm just saying the real. Like, I don't really hear guys go like, oh, you know what, it didn't work out with her. We never got a chance and like, let me, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe, kind of.
Like trying to draw water from a rock. I can't. Like, please.
Okay, so let's talk. So obviously, it goes down. I remember a friend of mine was like, she could have stopped many times because they changed so many positions. It's like, oh, she didn't feel that guilty. She got up and left the couch to go to the booth, to go to the thing, and to go to the board. And
they did not do it in the booth.
And then obviously it's over. Shout out to you. You put him to sleep.
That's so funny. Y'all talked about that. I feel like that was a debate in the room. Like, she is not going to sleep after that. No, that meant a lot to you. You just flashed me back to that argument. She put him to sleep. You kept like, getting so mad.
Like, yo, y'all are doing the it most. I was like, you gotta give her water. She fucking niggas to sleep. I was like, what is happening in this show?
They were both asleep and she had to go.
She did have to go.
And they drank. That was
And they did drink. And they did drink, for sure.
But then this is when we have, she goes in the mirror. Oof. And we have that lotion pump moment that nobody got.
No.
So yeah, so this is where the lotion pump, our lotion pump ambitions for symbolism did not work. But you can still buy that she looks at herself in the mirror and she has a come to. She has some clarity.
Yes. In my revision of it, it's just that the mirror is symbolic of how she sees herself in certain ways. And so we just could have played that, actually.
We literally could have played that.
And
but
it would have been...
Just fine. And I think to people that we did. And then, of course, once she has that realization, she rushes out of there dramatically while Saint Beauty plays that haunting song that I love so much. So that is episode 5. Man. That was the episode I could not wait for our audience to get to.
Yeah, we were excited.
So much to talk about there. But let's take a break right now and we'll be right back with more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So at the end of each episode, we do a little segment called Then and Now. Mm-hmm. Looking back at what we did right and what we did wrong. So what did we get right with this episode?
I mean, we got right the tonal shift. I think it still draws emotions in people, like having Issa make this decision, having a woman cheat when things aren't, when things are relatively good in her relationship, I think still makes people upset to this day. And this was like the kind of the pinnacle of our series. This is what people go back on. This is where the emotions and the teams kind of started. The seed was planted. The seed was planted. And then, you know, by the finale, it was out of here.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think? What do you think we got right and what would you change? I know you have feelings about what you would
We got right a lot of the things you said, like the tonal shift. I think we got right a lot of the soapiness that comes out of this episode between, like, I think we start to understand, let's like lead this thread into the next thing so it doesn't just kind of end.
Yeah.
Which I think was nice and good and like kind of a benchmark of how we started to make all the episodes. I think what we got wrong to me was... very clearly, Lawrence would have immediately texted Chad and been like, yo, guess who just came into my job? He would have been the Instagram photo and Chad would have been like, because dudes share stuff like that. And clearly he does in later episodes. And I felt like Chad would have been like, nigga, hit that nigga, like, go for it. So I felt like the interplay between guys in a moment like that would have for sure happened. Clearly by that interaction, you kind of get a sense like she probably is not going to be around. So I think the idea of Chad even introducing some energy of like, what are you doing? Whatever. Or like, yeah, she's bad as fuck. Like, it just would have kept maybe like, oh, Lawrence could possibly, even though we know we don't see any of that.
Yeah.
It could have been like just fun.
But then conversely, maybe it wouldn't have come as such a shock at the end of the finale when he finally decide to do it. So
that's fair. If you had to film this episode again in 2026, what would you keep or change?
I mean, aside from like wardrobe and hair, not much. Yeah. I really do love this episode. I think initially it was my favorite episode of this season. Mm. I think it's in my top five just because it's definitely I think. My top five, yeah, for sure. Just because of like there's some the music is great. Like obviously we set a goal as a writer's room.
Yeah.
And we met it, and it set the tone for so much of like
is it the your drama favorite that happens. Is it your favorite of the season?
No, I think seven is my favorite of the season. I think your episode there, just because so much happened.
I think it's five.
You think five is your favorite of the season?
So it's so many great things are happening, and even rewatching the moment in that studio, as much as I hate what's happening there, it is a great scene to me of balancing intimacy, romance, drama, tension, and comedy. So there's a lot of things that are happening that this episode has to balance. That I thought, oh, this felt like, I just think like it whole. I think it just whole. They all are nice to me in different ways. Like the fundraiser was great, the finale, but this one I just feel like it's like, oh, this is like such a solid performances between Yvonne being funny, cringy, dead. Like there's so many great performances across the board that I'm just like, oh, this is I think it's my favorite of the season.
Yeah, I think if anything, maybe taking out some of the dated things, like the kids making the Kim Kardashian meme. Oh, that was such a specific meme style. Yeah. And there was one more dated joke, I want to say, in this. But otherwise, like it feels like an episode that she could relate to at any time.
And hit us up. I'd love to know what other people's favorite episode of the season are. We could talk about that too. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yo, there's a lot of shady behavior going on in this episode.
There sure is. And Issa D is showing all the way out.
Okay. Can you not put too much on my girl, please? She's doing the best she can. But what she could have used, I think, was some Gatorade lower sugar.
You know what? I think you're right. It would have given her a chance to sit down and catch her breath after all that running around she was doing.
Okay. You have a point. You kind of ate with that. But what I love about Gatorade lower sugar is that there are no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, and, you know, it hydrates better than water.
Yeah, and the best part about Gatorade Lower Sugar has 75% less sugar than all the electrolytes of regular Gatorade.
Yeah, that's true. So it's a nice little 2-for-1 combo there. We love Gatorade Lower Sugar, and honestly, it really tastes good, too.
I'm just looking out for the people, unlike Issa D.
I'm tired of you, but I'm never tired of Gatorade Lower Sugar. All right, back to the episode. No, we can't leave this episode without getting into some of the nosy, opinionated
but we questions love y'all.
And comments. Love y'all down. Love y'all down. Never forget that. So this week's Y'all Nosy Fan segment is brought to you by Gatorade Lower Sugar, and it's going to be a good one.
Trust, we've seen the comments, the memes, and everything. So let's get into it.
I get to read these for the first time. Okay, first up from at Lux Lifestyle on Instagram. Why is the most confident version of you, Issa D, only allowed to exist in private? Ooh, who taught you that shrieking yourself makes you more acceptable? Now I feel like you're going off on me. Who taught you? Damn.
Well, answer the first part. Because I think
why is the most confident version of you only allowed to exist in private? I assume she means like in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, I don't know anyone who's their full selves and says all their private thoughts out loud, all their intrusive thoughts out loud all the time. I think for me, what appealed to me about like this mirror motif was you get to see the rawest versions. Yeah. Otherwise, you're writing pure fiction. Like there are no characters. You're writing a character who gets to be fully herself and live out loud. Like that's just not realistic. And we want it to be a grounded show. Who taught you that shrinking yourself makes you more acceptable? Nobody taught me that. I think that society, teaches women that. And we teach our girls. Did you not listen to the Beyonce album? I think that's, you got to ask society that.
Yeah, that's on them. So the next question comes from IG user The Rapunzel. Girl, why did you, I'm assuming this question is for you, not for me. Girl, why did you think it was a good idea to have intercourse with Daniel on the couch everyone was sitting on? Shout out to Rapunzel. That's a great question, girl. Why was you fucking on the couch? Niggas were just sitting, smoking weed off.
First of all, there's so much judgment there. Why did you use intercourse? Like, clearly you're a very proper person. You never had sex in a dirty area before. Like, come on, give the girl some grace. That was the opportunity presented itself, and she took it.
Do you think it was low-key toxic because of what the couch represents at our show, that she had sex with another man on about the couch.
That. I didn't even think about that.
That's diabolical.
Is it diabolical? The couch just was there. Where couch. Else were they? You wanted her to stand and have sex? Like, I mean, you wanted to sit in the chair?
I mean,
couches get sat
They moved multiple times. there was another chair.
They had sex on the floor. They did not have sex. Why are you making up positions? You said had sex in the booth. They had sex on the couch, and I want to say on the floor. And yeah, a good idea. I don't think that Issa was thinking like, this is a good idea.
Yeah. Not clearly. Anyway. She was not thinking that's a good idea.
So yeah. Was the decision to have Issa on that black leather couch intentional? That's your question.
Man. The old people.
There was a conscious decision to have a black leather couch in Daniel's studio. I don't know if that came from Melina or...
I think it came...
Just men.
I think it came from Melina. I think it did come from... like Melina studio. Was talking about kind of like... It always feels like there's like a black leather couch and like a nondescript thing in a studio. So that I think that's why. Man, we don't get nothing past y'all. So again, we love these questions. The pettier, the better.
Yeah.
Judgment. So please keep them coming.
To find exclusive Black Party content and to submit your questions, make sure to follow at Hooray Media on Instagram.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Black Party.
We have so much fun with y'all. Make sure to subscribe to at Hooray Media on YouTube and follow us everywhere at Hooray Media. We will see y'all next week.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.